The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
So you're walking down a street in the middle of a booming city and you see a vacant space. You say to yourself, why is that vacant space there? Why is that vacant space there? And that's what my next guest said when he saw a space on Thomas Street, which is directly facing the Guinness Brewery in Dublin. And he said, why is that vacant space there? Well, he didn't actually, but anyway. So he set up a coffee shop. Good morning, Gordon Hickey.
Good morning, how are you?
Gordon, you're nervous.
A little. No, it's, I haven't done radio in a long time. So,
you're a bloody broadcaster or in broadcasting for how many years?
It's 13.
Yeah,
13 years.
And you're nervous on the Sunday Business Show.
I'm on the other side now.
You know what we do? We have a laugh here.
Yeah, good. I was listening.
Tell us all about your business. You run a coffee shop out of a container, a ship's container.
Yeah, but it's actually two shipping containers, two 24 shipping containers.
Yeah. How much they cost?
Say again?
How much did they cost?
A lot more than they should have.
tell me the story.
Well, you can buy them. Okay, well, you can buy them secondhand. I bought two secondhand ones because essentially I modified the two of them. So I didn't want to buy brand new ones. The whole idea came from a television program actually I was working on with RTE called You Should Really See a Doctor. And we had a medical clinic inside a shipping container that we dropped around Ireland and gave out free medical checks.
That's the one with
Dr. Pixie.
Isn't it a great name?
Dr. Pixie, she's great. It? But I was working at that program and we moved that container around with such ease that when I was trying to give myself a full-time job, because I have worked at like freelance for the last 5 years and I'm 35 now and I wanted to give myself a full-time job, you know, I'm getting old. And I just seen this piece of huge, gorgeous piece of empty land down on Thomas Street. And I kind of had a light bulb moment and I was like, oh, look, I can put a shipping container here. It'll be really easy. And that's where the idea was born, you know.
And you've never sold coffee in your life before?
I did a little bit before. A friend of mine has a coffee shop over on the Millennium Walk called Lemon Jelly. And I was in there, I was helping with the startup of that like 12 years ago. And I've kind of been in there and I love coffee, like I absolutely love coffee. I can't do anything without it in the morning, you know. So, you know, that's, you know, I knew I had a passion for it. So I decided, look, you know, maybe my idea and my passion might turn into a business. And
now you've done very well so far because you've managed not to answer my question about how much of the containers cost. Just intrigued. I just wonder how much they cost.
They cost me 11,000 euros.
And you said they shouldn't have. What would you...
I just, in my head, I was thinking, you know, to buy a container, you know, would be quite cheap. Now, in fairness, like the lads that I got them off, Gary Kevill Transport, did me a great job. They done fantastic job on kitting it out for me. So, like, I don't know, I was a bit naive in thinking.
So that's 11, not just for the container.
For fitting it out as well, yeah.
And look, you're a cheapskate. That's brilliant.
But, you know, maybe it is a great deal. I was a little bit naive going into this and thinking everything was going to cost half of what it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
welcome to business.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've soon learned. So, they cost me more than what I had planned, you know. But look, like I said, I got a great deal in the end.
How's business?
Good. It's good so far. Like, it's hard to tell because, look, it's all new to me. And
how
new? 6 weeks yesterday. So, yeah. So, like, I'm still trying to find a trend. You know, I don't know what's good, what's a good day and what's a bad day.
You hate rain. Well, of course, we all hate rain. Yes, but rain is not good to you.
No, rain is not good. Literally, it drives people away. Irish people, you think we'd be used to it at this stage. You know, but, like, literally, it rains and the streets are absolutely empty. But then again, saying that yesterday, it was the hottest day of the year. Absolutely glorious. I was thinking, happy days, you know. Yeah. Thought it was going to be really busy. Dead as well.
Now, just to remind people that you are opposite James's Gate, which is the number one tourism attraction in Ireland.
It is.
A million or something more.
I think 1.4 million. I think they get an average around 4,000 people a day.
Okay.
So they just need to walk across the street and get a good coffee off me.
But what you have decided to do is to go to them. You are now going to go out with your little, like a little, you know, the fellas in the cinemas.
The ushers. Yeah, look, that's only when it's raining. Only when it's raining. Like, look, the thing about the cafe is I have an amazing space at the back. St. Patrick's Tower sits there. It's like one, you know, it's the iconic green-topped
Nobody ever sees that. I know it because I went for a walking tour there, but a lot of people just pass by.
And because there's a horrible fence blocking it. That's my next move. That fence has to come down.
Who owns the land on which you are sat or sitting?
So the Digital Hub are the ones. So essentially, like, I was walking along the street one day, seeing the space, and I asked the Digital Hub, could I rent the land off them? And they're the ones that are on the land. All the seats were there. It was beautifully landscaped. So, like, to be honest, I didn't have to do a hell of a lot of work, like, on the landscaping side.
So you better
of
be
it.
Good to the Digital Hub and give them a big shout out.
The Digital Hub have been fantastic to me. Honestly, fantastic. Like, that's they've your, been behind
your
this
rent
idea
has
the
just
whole
been
time.
Halved. You see that? Yeah. The power Fiacre, of the Sunday
Fiacre,
visitor.
Are you listening? Listen to the man.
And your suppliers. Tell me about your suppliers.
So we're using specialty coffee from Cloud Picker. So they're two guys that roasted down on Castle Forbes Street. The one thing I wanted to do with
Where's
this...
Where's Castle Forbes Street?
Just the back of the IFSC, Sheriff Street.
Okay. So and they're roasting down there?
They roast the beans Fantastic. Down there, yeah. And the one thing I wanted to do is to keep everything local. I want to support other small businesses. I didn't want to go near the bigger coffee roasters, you know. And specialty coffee is something that Ireland is only getting used to now. So I want to create a different, you know, no offence to the Insomnias and the Costas of the world. Like, they're doing a good job, but I don't want to sell a bucket of coffee, you know, with half a litre of milk in it, you know. We're doing smaller specialty coffee, so you taste the coffee. We weigh all of our shots so that every cup is consistent.
You've got 10 seconds. Where will they find you?
Thomas Street, Digital Hub, facing St. James's Gate.
And you are called?
Container Coffee.
Container Coffee. How easy is that? Container Coffee.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.